This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are about to go into something I started yesterday here on the program, and that is a sermon I preached last week entitled John the Baptist. Now, prior to getting into that, here it is. It's Friday now, whether it's morning or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. But I invite you to come out to Island Community Church this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, we meet at our church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. This week, I'm preaching something, a word that the Lord gave me the other day when I was eating breakfast across the street from the radio station here. And I was pretty discouraged looking at what's happening to the Church of Jesus Christ. I see it being destroyed. I see the church turning from the faith. I see pressure from the world for the church to turn from holiness and righteousness and give in to the evil sins that are plaguing this country. And I said to myself, you know, I said, I can't believe I've lived long enough to witness the destruction of the Church of Jesus Christ. And at that moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's my sermon this Sunday morning. It's a look at how the Church of Jesus Christ indeed will prevail, even in the face of all trouble and evil that's come up against the church. The Church of Jesus Christ will prevail. That's my sermon this Sunday morning. If you are already going to another church, look for the podcast then uploaded here sometime next week here on my website, wgodradio.com, or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Like that page. That podcast will be uploaded here by this Sunday afternoon. So I just want you to hear that message that the Lord gave me. So stay tuned for that. And now here's part two of this sermon, John the Baptist. I leave you with this verse out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 13. It says, for all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept this, John himself is Elijah who is to come. What an astounding statement that is. That's what we're looking at. The mystery of the person of John the Baptist. Now stay tuned for part two and have a wonderful weekend and God bless.
Are you in a quiet time right now? Perhaps because of sin? Maybe disobedience? Perhaps of no fault of your own? Again, let me encourage you, God's not forgotten you. You know, when God told Jonah to go somewhere and Jonah went and turned and went the other way, and all those bad things happened to him until he returned to God and confessed his sin and made things right again. Then the Bible says these most joyous words. It says, then the word of God came to Jonah the second time. It picked up right back where he left off. And God will do the same thing for you. The word of God will come to you a second time, a third time, a fourth time. The righteous man picks himself up seven times. You know, God doesn't have a limit for how many times he'll forgive you for missing the mark. Satan's got a limit on it. Satan will say that to you. You know, this is the third time you've done that. There's no more forgiveness for you. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God continues to forgive when you repent of the sin that you've committed. But God's silences. If God is silent in your life today, and if it's something that you have done, I encourage you, make it right this morning. Make it right before you walk out of these doors here and get on with your Sunday. If God is being silent with you, and if it's something that you have done, remember, God is long-suffering. It's all the same day to him. He can keep on waiting. Make it right before you leave today. God's silences. Sometimes they're deafening. But there's always a purpose. Now, after the birth of John, the Bible tells us this. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. It says, "So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the deserts until the days of his manifestation to Israel." See, there's no shaking hands with a dead fish here, not with this guy. So during this time, the man of God's in the desert, relative unknown, who the Bible tells us his food was locusts and honey. Pretty good case, huh? John the Baptist, crazy man. And here he is, sitting over here, biding his time, waiting. And now, right over here on this side of town, you got this going on. That's why I like to preach this the week before Christmas. "Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" All the while, now don't get me wrong, I know they're within 9 months apart in age, but over here in the meantime is this man over here, sitting over here, biding his time, waiting on the command. It's John the Baptist. Waiting. And then, Luke chapter 3, verse 1. "Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch..." Notice, please, everything that's got to be in place before God leads you to what to do next. Look at all the governors that had to be in place first. Look at all the I's God had to dot and the T's that he had to cross before he answered whatever it is prayer you're waiting on. I's got to be dotted. Don't dot God's I's either. Let him dot them. We looked at last week, I told you that old quote from the Oswald Chambers, "Don't be an amateur providence." The 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch in Galilee, Philip, tetrarch of Iturea in the regions of Trachonitis, Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, then the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Not until the right time. And it's the same thing for you. Perhaps God is waiting for a few more governors in your life. You just don't see it right now. Maybe you're just lacking a governor here or there. Someone else has got to be in place. I've heard it said, God is seldom early, but he's never late. He's always right on time. Reminds me of Galatians 4:4. It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Even Paul's salvation. It says, when it pleased God, Galatians 1:16, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me, then he says, I did not confer with flesh and blood. He didn't talk to anyone about it. Everything in its right time. Back to John the Baptist. I believe there's more to this man than meets the eye. We're starting to see that already, aren't we? Now, before we move on to his ministry, listen to this verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And you can turn here if you would, please. John chapter 1. Now, there's significance to the last words in the Old Testament to the first words in the New, being an exact verbatim quote. God was talking about Elijah in Malachi. And now, the angel Gabriel said the same thing. Not just a coincidence. John chapter 1, verse 6. Think about this verse here. Let me read it to you slowly. There came a man sent from God. There came a man sent from God. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. This verse is pregnant. Let's reword it. There was a man sent from the cable company. Let's send change to dispatch. There was a man dispatched from the police department whose name was Fred. Where did the man come from? This word from God. It's the Greek word paratheou. Think of the word para, right? You've got a paralegal. Para means alongside of something, right? Paralegal, paraclete, parallel, paramedic, paranoia, paraphrase, paraministry. Here you got paratheou, which means alongside of God. There was a man sent from alongside of God, whose name was John. Could that possibly mean what it says? Is your head hurt yet? No, this speaks for itself. There was a man sent from alongside of God. Now, I wish I could whistle. If I could, I'd go like this. John, you're up. Or, would he say this? Elijah.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.